Good evening, everyone. This is the meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board for January 19th, 2016. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Sam Abelwald.
Yes.
Lydia Prezan.
Here.
Adriana Karsanov.
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman?
Present.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Serene Roberts? Barbara Whipperman?
Here.
That's nine. That's a quorum.
Thank you, Paul. And I just wanted to note for the record that Sam Agarwal is Pacifica's newly hired Chief Financial Officer. Want to welcome you to our organization and to this committee.
Thank you very much.
Paul, do you require any action by the committee to add Sam to the committee roster?
I would like to make a fast motion so that nobody is confused about things. Should I do that now?
Sure. Please go ahead.
Okay. One second, so I can write it down while I do it. I move that the new CFO be added to the mailing list and that the National Office Financial Planning and Analysis Manager be removed from the mailing list.
Does anyone wish to propose any changes to that motion? Does anyone object to that motion? Hearing no objections, the motion is now passed. Paul, I take it you'll see to its implementation?
Yes. I sent the new CFO an email. Did that get to you?
Yeah, I got an email today, actually, for the invitation for this meeting. Is that the one that you're referring to?
Was it from me?
Oh.
I think he's already on the automated system is what he needs.
Yeah, okay, the automated system has him. Let me go. Well, you know what? I will go look at kpftx.org and see if I can pull it off there. If not, we'll figure it out later.
Okay. Thank you for your work on that, Paul. So I need to apologize to everyone. I've recently returned from an internetless trip abroad, and I also came back sick, and have not been able to dig through all of my unread emails and compose an agenda for tonight. But what we determined shortly before we came on the stream is that the composition of the committee is likely to change in the very near future. And I think that means our most pressing business is to clear as many minutes from the committee as currently composed as we can. So what I'd like to propose is that we take up minutes that we have outstanding and then discuss what substantive business we can get done with the rest of our meeting. Does anybody object to proceeding that way?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I think we should ask Sam if he has a report for us. I believe he did want to have something to say.
Sam?
Yeah, I would like to give a brief update, I would say, because there's some important developments that are happening, and I think the Finance Committee may want to know.
Surely. How much time do you expect?
About maybe 5-10 minutes, unless until there's some quick question.
There will doubtless be some questions. All right, here's my proposal, folks. Why don't we allot 20 minutes right now for a report from the CFO and questions so that we don't make the CFO sit through minutes approval. And then we can go on to the minutes approval, and then we can discuss what else we're able to get done in this meeting. Does anyone object to proceeding that way?
I don't have any objection. Just one quick point is that I'm sure the CFO know that we're on the public street. So
I will be very mindful of that, actually, and I'm kind of rehearsing for that because I'm new to that kind of environment. So I will be discreet in my comments.
Okay. I didn't hear any objection, so we have 20 minutes for the CFO report and then questions. Then we'll be on to minutes, and then the agenda will be open. So, Sam, please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and thank you for your welcome. So first, actually, I would like to give you the update on the audit. We have 2014 audit now underway, and it's welcome news because, say, the auditors have deputed their whole team. And now we have provided them a lot of information so that, say, they are busy, and they are kind of asking the right questions at this time, which tells me that, say, they are kind of very seriously engaged in the process. Now, before I go too far into that, I definitely would like to point out the kind of letter to the management that the auditors have given to us with respect to the 2013 audit. And that points to some serious deficiencies in our accounting system and our process. So I don't know what is the process, how deeply this committee would like to get involved in that, but definitely I am having a conference call with all the station managers and with all the business managers to remove those deficiencies or to take precautionary measures going forward. Because what is happening is that the 2014, 15, and 16 almost, the books are already underway. So it's kind of, say, getting late to remove those deficiencies, but as much as possible, we definitely should take care of those. So so that's a, and there are some deficiencies which are serious in nature with respect to some grant accounting and recording. So I can take this offline, actually, that's a, what may be the process like, so that, say, the Finance Committee is updated regularly on those issues, but at the same time, it should not be a public information. So that is my first update, and I can take a quick question on that.
It'd probably be better if we held questions till the end of your report, so we make sure we get to everything you want to.
Okay. So the second, my second statement would be that I'm drawing up a very ambitious timeline. And what I mean is that, say, the 2014 audit is already considerably delayed. I mean, we are in fiscal 2016, and 2014 audit should take at least a couple of months to finalize. So I'm expecting somewhere in the month of March, maybe, that we may get the audit report done. Now, because we are so far behind, I would like to expedite 2015 books also at the same time and get the audit at least started somewhere in the middle of March or early April so that, say, it can also be done by the end of June. This seems to be a very, very ambitious target given, the challenges that, say, we are facing and given the already backlog that we are having. So some of kind of very rapid actions or some decisions will have to be made. And one of the things that I'm looking for is actually that, say, WBAI and WPFW both don't have full business managers for some time. And they are lagging behind in their accounting. Right now, their accounting is being done at the Houston, which is proving to be very, very inefficient, and they are not in a position to remove the deficiencies that I was talking about earlier. So in that respect, say, my plan of action would be that, say, to bring those books here to the national office, get them cleaned, and prepare them for the audit for 2015. Because the other, say, obstacle that I'm having, I'm finding is that, say, even if the books go to those respective offices, they will not be able to hire some person who is skilled enough to get the books complete and be prepared for the audit. So there are some serious limitations there, and time is of essence, because if we don't get the 2015 audit done by somewhere, say, by middle of June or latest by 30th June, then we run the risk of losing the CPP grant again for the fiscal year 15 for the time frame. The second problem that I'm having, and that is also say equally serious, that we have to file a Form 990, which is an IRS return. And that also is getting significantly delayed. There is, say, about 1.5 month extension after the due date, but probably we will be going over that extension if we don't get it completed by June 30th. So if I'm giving, I'm trying to be very brief, I'm trying to be to the point, but there are many, many kind of issues involved here. So my plan of action is to bring the books of accounts for WBAI and WPFW to the national office from Houston, and then quickly get the job done here, because there's a team here who knows Great Plains and who knows the complete accounting. So that is kind of all dovetailed in the whole action plan. So these are my quick action items, and then I think probably I'm ready for the questions.
Okay, I will take a stack on questions. We have 13 minutes remaining on this item. And Sam, I just want to point out before we get too deeply into the audit, there is a separate audit committee, which we're required to have separate from this committee by California state law.
I do understand that, and actually I was kind of debating how much to go into this, but because the finance committee and the roles are kind of intertwined.
Yes, absolutely, and it certainly impacts on our finances, exactly, the timely completion of the audit.
Exactly, and the other factor that I failed to mention was about the budgets also, because we have not been able to, put together the budgets, and because of the resource constraints, we are not able to, put enough time to developing a full-scale budget also. That's the reason why I brought this subject to the Finance Committee.
Okay, I'll take a stack on questions.
Bill.
Serene.
I've got Bill, Serene, who else?
Or
Paul, who else? All right, go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, and thank you, Sam, for joining Pacifica. I'm really, really glad you're able to do this. It's a very important job, and I think all the things you mentioned are very important. We've talked a lot about the audits and the delays and the costs as a result of not having the audits done and all this. I'm also wondering, besides WBAI and WPFW, another ongoing problem has been getting the general ledger updated regularly for both expenses and revenue at KPFK, or Los Angeles station. And I was wondering what the status was there, and if there's something that needs to be done to make sure that's updated and taken care of, and also reconciliations done with MIMSIS, the donor database, and I know there's been problems with the audit related to a lot of things, and I won't mention the management letter type of things, but this committee, yes, is very interested in the audits and because of the financial impact of not having them done. So thank you for bringing that up.
So
you want to address the KPFK?
Yeah. So you're right, actually, and thank you for your comments, because these are exactly what the things I'm looking at. This is a situation that what you're describing is kind of widespread. The reconciliations, and especially the MIMSIS reconciliation, is a kind of troubling because it opens the door for a lot of manipulation or outright fraud. So we have to make sure that, these are done regularly. With the KPFK, we have already approved the hiring of a business manager, And fortunately, because there's someone with a PRFA, so she can lend her experience and her services to train this new person. So I'm talking to the station manager there regularly and kind of bringing her up to speed with all kind of things that have to happen. But I take your point, and these are the kind of things that actually I'm referring to.
Thank you.
Serene, you're next.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Question with regard to moving the books from Houston for WBAI to WPFW. That's for the purpose of getting the 2015 audit ready. But after that, well, one, I'm interested in how the compensation, without specificity about the amount, are going to be handled, since we're currently, since the stations are currently paying to get it done in Houston. How will that affect either the central services that are due, or how is payment for that work now being relocated going to be handled?
So if I can answer the question, actually, the money that we are paying to the accountant there at Houston, being paid by WBAI and PFW, basically that money itself will be rerouted to the national office. So that's it. There will be no additional burden on those offices, and there will be less of a burden on the accountant in Houston also. So there should be no disturbance whatsoever. There's enough work, say for the Houston to take care of that work, and to be diligent about the accounting and the record keeping. So it will be very effective. The second thing is actually that it's just not the audit, but it's maintenance of the books and kind of putting together the process and procedures. That is very important. Briefly, we had talked about the MEMS reconciliation or the bank reconciliation. Now, if that process is not done on a regular basis, then there are serious problems of that kind. So before we transition out completely to those respective offices, we want to make sure that there are policy and procedures and an accounting manual in place, which can be followed later on.
Thanks. I wanted to be sure that we were still going to end up with local business managers after a period of time.
I definitely would not be interested at all, actually, in keeping the books here. But right now, I don't have any options.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Nancy Sorden on the call.
Hi, Nancy. Paul, you're next.
Okay. We had a local finance committee meeting recently, and the WBAI general manager said that you're okay with him doing QuickBooks, doing all the accounting in QuickBooks, and that it would be all translated to Great Plains later on. And I know that there's been some back and forth in Pacifica about whether or not the QuickBooks is worth it or any of that. So I'm wondering, how is moving all the books to the national office, doing them there, and then sending them back going to work? Are we going to need to have a business manager in place before the books come back? And will that business manager have to use Great Plains or QuickBooks or what?
Yeah, thanks for bringing this, actually, because that's another issue here in this whole equation. So my statement has not been correctly stated. I am not in favor of QuickBooks. But just because the station manager there, is comfortable with QuickBooks or does not want to change or is not getting a right person for the Great Plains, so that process is being continued. I would like to discontinue that process because there's a duplication of effort. The books are maintained in QuickBooks in the New York office, but then they are maintained separately in Great Plains in Houston. So, and in the process, what happens actually, that is some of the more complex things, they are left out. They are not being done because we run out of time. So that is my another objective, actually, that say once we have a good handle on the WBAI accounting process, then we can find somebody who is kind of more skilled in Great Plains, and then we can switch to one basis of accounting only, and which is nationwide.
Okay, we have 4 minutes remaining on this item. Is there anyone else who'd like to get on stack for questions to Sam?
Yes, this is Lydia.
I've got Lydia. Who else? Go ahead, Lydia.
I don't think that there's only one manager that's doing that. I mean, I think that the managers in the past have used their own mechanisms to try to keep track of what the what their current balances are and their running balances, because they don't know Great Plains. So the question remains, do you think that all of our GMs should be trained on Great Plains? They need to have a working access to, those figures. And if we go to a number of stations that would be only having part-time business managers, it seems like they're going to need to be able to access Great Plains. So I don't know what your feeling is, because obviously our GMs and the job description, and when we advertise, we do not require a financial background other than have you ever put together a budget, for example. But in Pacifica, putting together that budget is a very complex process, and quite frankly, the question that we ask during the searches is insufficient compared to the type of budgets we put together. So that's just a question to you. Do you foresee in the future training the GMs in Great Plains?
Yeah, so you're right. That's a very good question, actually. The station managers or the general managers should have some financial knowledge and should be able to extract some information on their own. But right now, I am not expecting anything to be very complex or anything kind of advanced. What definitely we are planning from the national office, that we will provide them a set of kind of standard reports. And once they become comfortable, then they can ask questions, and then they can expand on those ideas, so that they are kind of in tune with what is happening at the station, and then they can also ask some right questions to the business manager. They should not be kind of, kind of spoon-fed by the business manager, so to speak. So they should have some kind of independent knowledge or independent kind of basis to dig into the details.
Okay.
At some time, definitely they should have some advanced knowledge in Great Plains.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill for the stack again.
Well, we are at time, Bill.
I thought we had 20 minutes. It's only been about 10, isn't it?
It's been exactly 20 by my count.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like to propose an extension, by all means, go ahead.
Extend 5 minutes, please.
Is there any objection? Okay, we're extended until 5 past. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. Another question for Sam, and this is no secret, so I don't mind mentioning this on the open stream. You know, our cash flow situation is very tight and really pretty serious with several stations not being able to pay central services for a considerable amount of time, or at least not full central services. KPFK, which used to be a really big moneymaker, has really had a lot of trouble in the last year or two. And it's, of course, it squeezed the national office and other things, and impacts ability to make other payments for insurance and legal fees and everything else. Also, do you see what do you see? What's your plan for getting our finances back under control so that we can pay our bills and make payroll and do all the other things that we need to do?
Yeah,
I know that's that could be a long answer, but if you could give us an outline, that would be great.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, actually, and that's, again, a very good question. So right now, I understand that, say, some of the stations are struggling. Some are more so rather than others. And my suggestion to them, actually, that, say, the payroll is the most important thing. We cannot compromise or delay the payroll, so that has to be met. Now, there are peaks and valleys. I mean, like, say, there was some money, and we are kind of running short of money now, and possibly at the end of the month, we are looking for a drive, and that should put us in a kind of a little bit of a comfortable situation. But this situation should, this is only a temporary band-aid, and we need to think long-term and strategically into all these kind of things. And I hate to kind of get too much involved in this because this is open air wave, and there are some audit concerns too. So what I am planning to do is basically that, say, I'll put together, say, in consultation with Lydia and other members, both a kind of a short-term plan and a long-term plan. Because the concern that, say, I'm listening to is that, say, there's too much dependence on the listener support. And that could be temporary in nature, or that could be short-term. That is not proving to be effective for the long-term. So I definitely would like to have this opportunity, actually, to present my plan to a select group or however actually the finance committee would nominate, and then maybe discuss it closed doors, and then expand it to the full committee.
Okay, thank you, and I do hope you can get the first quarter financial reports out relatively soon too. I know you haven't been here long, but that would be very helpful to everybody too, so we can get a better idea what the problems are.
Sure.
Right now.
Of course, budget versus actual statements will be difficult without budgets. Sam, my question to you is just so we can kind of straighten out the committee's work. Have you spent any time with the draft budgets from the stations yet?
So I have not worked I have not seen any budgets actually for the fiscal year 16. And so right now I am not I'm not kind of privy to the actual versus the budget comparison, but I was kind of getting into that area where we may have to think kind of outside the box, if I can say that, because the year is already kind of halfway through, and if the budgets have not been put together, basically they don't mean much sense at this point in time. And the other thing is that the resource crunch that, say, we are finding at some stations, I don't know how they can put together a full-fledged, full-blown budget at this time. So given some time, I can get into some more kind of innovative thinking on those grounds, where it can bridge the gap. But I don't know what the time frame is, so I'll reserve my statement at this point.
Okay. The committee has in front of it draft budgets for all units, I think, of highly varying degrees of completion, and we may be discussing them later in the meeting. But if those are documents that you haven't even had a chance to look at yet, I don't want to tell you how to manage your time, but I certainly want to respect it because I know you have more to do than just about anyone else in the organization. It may not be worth sticking around for that discussion today. In any case, that does it for time on the CFO report. We have a large number of minutes outstanding. I just sent out an email to the listserv for the committee with a list of all the outstanding minutes and a list of the outstanding budget discussions we have in the order we had them at in our last agenda. What I'd like to propose is that we make that our agenda for the remainder of the meeting.
Brian?
Yes, Lydia.
This is Lydia.
I would like to recommend, I'm driving so I can't see what time it is, but I'd like to recommend an adjournment time of 10 o'clock Eastern.
Sorry, you got dialed over, Lydia. What time would you like as a proposed adjournment time?
7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
I don't know what time it is. I can't see. It's dark and I'm driving.
I see it's proposed. Somebody's cheek is dialing their phone. The agenda proposes adjournment time of 7:30 Pacific. You'd like to propose amending that to 7 Pacific?
Saying, I don't know what time it is right now. Is that allowing enough time for the minute?
It's currently 6:05 Pacific.
Oh, okay. Then yes, I would like to adjourn. And my reason for it is, again, because I think by the next meeting date and that we should have new members to this committee, and it seems like they should be the ones to consider fresh eyes on these budgets that we haven't had approved, etc. So I think once we have the minutes approved, I think we should adjourn at 7. And if we have time left over, is to set a new meeting time.
Okay, but your motion is to make the adjournment time 7 o'clock, is that correct?
That's my motion.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
Brian?
Paul?
We should have a motion to approve the agenda first. Then we can, or you can make a motion to approve the agenda with a different adjournment time from what you have here. You have
no. Let's keep it clean. Sorry, I didn't say the magic words, but I was proposing moving the email I sent out as our agenda. Can you record it that way and then record Lydia as an amendment to the adjournment time? Okay. Is there any objection to setting the adjournment time at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern?
Yes, this is Bill.
Nancy to the staff.
Okay, folks, let's not spend a lot of time discussing the time on the agenda. Well, Bill, state your objection.
Well, you do have on the draft agenda some, you know, each of the other budgets, and I realize we don't have revised budgets, but I'd like to find out from everybody if there's any new information about any of the budgets that you have listed there that we've not finished with. Because we haven't met in over a month, and hopefully there's been some progress made on some of them, but I don't know what it might be. So I think we should stick with the originally proposed adjournment time for our two-hour meeting.
Nancy, with a question?
So, Nancy, we discussed this before you showed up, but we have a bit of a procedural problem with you. Our understanding is that you've been elected to the Pacifica National Board.
Right. I'm not on the board until I get seated on the 28th.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. Paul, can you make sure hold on a second, Nancy. Paul, can you make sure she stays on the roster of the committee for this meeting?
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. So my question was, I was under the assumption that we're having a meeting on the 26th. Is that true? I didn't realize we were having one until about a week ago. Anyways, are we having a meeting on the 26th?
There's none on the calendar currently.
Okay.
The audit committee
that's
meets
audit.
That night.
That's audit. I thought I remembered us talking about having one.
Adriana?
Okay.
Okay, folks, we're still discussing. All we're discussing right now is the adjournment time. Adriana?
Yes. I believe that, well, first of all, an information. The 26th, we have the PMB have the coordinating committee meeting. It means that cannot be neither, you know, the finance. But about the adjournment time, I agree that we should discuss minutes and that's it, because we don't have even from the national office the first quarter that is the of FY 2016. I think that we should, the new members should have all the information and start the discussion more than, you know, making kind of political hay now. I think that make more sense to just adjourn on 7 or after we finish the approving of the minute and the new meeting date.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on the question of the adjournment time?
Our Paul, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah.
Hello?
It would probably be good if the chair would read the proposed agenda for the stream.
Sure. Hold on 1 second while I pull it up. So the agenda as proposed is as follows. Minutes approval, October 13th, 19th, 27th, November 3rd, November 18th, November 24th, November 29th, and December 8th. Then budget review and approval in order WPFW, WBAI, KPFK, and PRA. The email I sent out proposes an adjournment time of 7:30 Pacific, which is 10:30 Eastern. Lydia has proposed amending that to 7 Pacific, which is 10 Eastern. And the amendment is what we're discussing now. Can we go to a vote on the amendment? R. Paul, could you call the roll, please?
Okay. 1 second, because I just realized I've got to add a...
Could I have a point of information?
What's your question, Bill?
Okay.
Bill, what's your question? Bill, are you still with us?
I think he fell off simultaneously with...
Okay. Well, hopefully we can answer it when he gets back on. R. Paul, could you please call the roll?
Okay. Sam... Whoops.
This is just on the amendment, right?
It's on the amendment. This is voting on the changing the adjournment time to 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific. Sam, the new CFO.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Adriana Kostanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No, and I'm sorry, I dropped, but I'm back.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman? Tony Norman? Okay. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Tony, yes.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden. Nancy Sorden. Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, going.
Hello. Oh, sorry, I'm at the abstain, Miss Nancy. My call was dropped during that time.
Okay. The vote is 6-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
The amendment carries. Any objection to going to a vote on the agenda as amended?
I have additional amendment on the agenda.
Michael?
Item C, KPFK budget and business we already took care of in December. 2C.
What?
So you're proposing to strike item 2C?
Yeah.
Okay. Any objection to striking item 2C?
Give me a second here to grab item 2C. Okay.
I didn't think we finished it. I didn't think we approved it.
Oh.
My memory's a blank. Paul, do you have the minutes from the December 14th meeting
at
your fingertips?
Yeah, we did pass it at the last meeting.
Yes. I have the minutes right in front of me.
Okay. Any objection to striking item 2C? Hearing none, the item is now stricken. Any further amendments? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, that's now our agenda for the remainder of the meeting. And we have an avalanche of minutes. So, Paul, did we already approve minutes for October 13th?
Okay, let me... I'm switching between screens here a lot. No, we have November 4th, November 18th, November 24th, November 30th, and December 14th. Those are the public minutes we have.
Okay. So the first is minutes of November 4th, public session. Can I get a motion to approve them?
Fourth or third?
Paul moves approval of the minutes. Does anyone wish to propose any changes?
Adriana?
I'm sorry. Are we...
Adriana?
Adriana and I are both speaking.
I heard one name, and that was Adriana. Adriana, what change would you like to propose?
Well, I have a little problem with that because, first of all, it's November 3rd. No, November 4th, right? But November 3rd, right? It's not November 4th.
I think it's November 4th, as I recall. Let me go back in here.
November 4th was a Wednesday. November 3rd was a Tuesday.
Well, let's go to KPFTX and settle it completely here.
Well,
November... Okay. Finance Committee met on November 4th. It was a Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay. And the second... yes, because it was election. I'm sorry. My second concern is when I see those minutes, I don't understand something about the minutes. When we have two options when you do minutes. Or you have just what happened. It means motions and how they were voted. What I feel a little uncomfortable that in most of the minutes, the only thing that we have is the motions, but the only opinions that you have is yours, are Paul. I mean, others' opinions most of the time are not there. I just your rebuttal to your general manager if you want it, or whatever other option, is only your narrative. And I don't understand why we are doing that, because or we make 10 pages and then put everybody's opinion, or we don't put any.
Well,
that is the way that I see it, because I see in some of the minutes, you don't even mention what the discussion was or what we bring to. And I don't feel comfortable that way. We need to make a decision which way we are doing minutes. It's just our poll opinions, the only one reflected there, or is everybody? Or is
okay.
Nobody?
All that is in order is an amendment to the minutes of November 4th, not a process motion about how we do minutes in general. We would have to agendize that separately. If you wish to propose striking something from the minutes, Adriana, you need to give us a page number and a paragraph number.
Yes, let me go to the exact minutes. I'm here. I can see, where is it? WBAI budget, 9:48 p.m. Eastern Time. Is all this paragraph is not only what the general manager said, is what discussion of some of the information that the general manager was giving us.
Can we get an example of exactly what you're saying? Because when it says the revenues are $132,000, expenses $100,000, stuff like that, this is what's in the report from the general manager, or in the budget per se.
Okay. Paul, I want you to wait till I call on you for discussion.
Okay.
The motion is to strike the paragraph that immediately follows the subject header WBAI budget, which is on page 2 of these minutes. Is that correct? That's your motion, Adriana?
Yes.
Strike the paragraph?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to striking that paragraph?
Oh, yeah, I think there is.
I'll take debate, but I hope it won't be lengthy. Go ahead, Arpal.
All right, so this would strike everything after WBAI budget and before a motion by Adriana Kasanov. That would mean striking exactly what the revenues are showing and what else is happening there. Geez, this isn't opinion. Okay, this isn't opinion. This is the stuff that we...
No,
heard.
No.
Okay, do I get to go in uninterrupted, Chair?
I'm sorry.
Adriana, please let him finish. I can call on you if you want to counter what he's saying, but we can't talk over each other. Arpal, please continue.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. Let's see. I mean, then what we're going to do is we're going to have, if we do that sort of thing, we got to do it for everybody. And if we do that, we are going to not inform people about what's going on. Especially, we will not be informing anybody new who comes to the NFC. Because we know that people read the past minutes to see how this all looks, how this works. And, you know, I don't see anything in here that's opinion, and to strike an entire paragraph that does things like says, the budget shows increase of revenues of $132,000, increase in operating expenses of $100,000, and then goes on to, you know, talk about the fall fundraiser not doing well, and to talk about the accrued Empire State Building stuff, and how much pitching it would take. I mean, it's just mathematics. How much pitching it will take to? And this is stuff that happened in the meeting. So, you know, this is not like I'm writing me or something. This is the stuff that's in the meeting. People maybe should read the minutes while listening to the recordings of the meetings, and they might realize that, you know, I have rendered down a whole lot of stuff that gets said into these, you know, into a paragraph that has basically the information, the raw information that was given out. So I'm against the amendment.
Okay.
May I explain myself?
Bill has to be on stack first. Adriana, you will have to wait until anybody who has not spoken first gets their chance. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I agree with Arpal. I mean, I think it's a lot of valuable information in that paragraph. I don't see opinions in it. It's basically facts from the budget and from what was just states what was discussed at the meeting in terms of numbers from the budget and fund drives, how it's going, and the on-air fundraiser and how it's going and things like that. I think it's valuable information that should be included in the minutes.
Barbara?
And this is Lydia to the staff.
I think this is not an appropriate discussion for right now. And I think if Adriana has such objection to the manner that the minutes are written, perhaps she should prepare more examples than just, you know, going and picking out one here and one there and propose this as an agenda item for later, because I don't think this is very productive. I think it sounds to me like a matter of opinion, you know, people having different opinions, and I just don't think that's what we should be talking about. Myself, I feel that we can just approve minutes because you can always bring them up later and say, I have discovered that there is an error here compared to my notes, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I want to do.
Lydia.
Okay. So one of the reasons we have these meetings recorded is to hear the full discussion. And I underscore the word full, which I think speaks to Adriana's point, is that there was a lot to the discussion. It was multifaceted with input from more than one person or just the specifics of an oral report. So as we do on the PMB, and this is a PMB committee,
is that what we have in the minutes are the motions. We do not include a transcript of the discussion. We do have reports. We have appendices with the actual motions or reports from committees and so forth, but those are all written. And the oral discussion is recorded and can be found at kpftx.org, as we all know. And for many years, folks not necessarily affiliated with any with those with whom I normally vote have argued that that's the way that the minutes should be chronicled, because otherwise you do get into the ambiguity of what various people's perception is of what is important in an oral report, as opposed to the verbatim words in a motion, which can be easily verified and voted on. So I will be voting yes on Adriana's motion. Thank you.
Adriana?
I've got you, Adriana. I just want to appeal to everybody. I think everyone has made their arguments. If we take this long to amend and debate every set of minutes, we will not get through them tonight. So I would just appeal to everyone to not prolong our discussion more than is necessary. Adriana, you're next.
Yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but I think that when I spoke, I wasn't clear enough. When I'm talking about that paragraph, I'm not talking about the entire paragraph. I'm talking about after the last paragraph said, the cash flow tab on this budget does not seem to be reflecting reality. The WBAI fall on air fundraise is currently ongoing and is doing badly. Those are opinions. Was our poll opinions. I'm not talking about the explanation the general manager gave us. I'm talking about the last paragraphs just are our poll opinion in that discussion.
Okay, we misunderstood your motion. Your motion is not to strike the whole paragraph, it's to strike the final two sentences of the paragraph. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh.
Paul, do you have that?
No, hold on a minute. Okay, let me look and see exactly what is... So you want to strike all after tomorrow night?
Exactly.
All right. I will point out that...
No. Paul, if you want to be on the floor for debate, you have to be called on. I'm asking you to clarify the motion in your role as secretary.
Our poll for stack. So this is the last... So everything after tomorrow night.
Yes.
Exactly.
Go ahead, our Paul.
Oh, hold on a second. I got to put... One second. Okay. I'm having to type it in while I talk. It's hard. Well, in looking at these minutes, though, this is stuff that was reported. This was reported during that meeting. I mean, geez. You want to talk about the fall fundraiser and how well it did? It didn't. And the calculation of 200 days of pitching at that point to make it from how this, to take the performance of that fundraiser and say it would take 200 days of pitching to get the listener support level in that budget proposal, that's just simple mathematics. So I think we should leave the whole thing in there.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on the... Serene, you want to go on this?
I was going to call the question. Go ahead.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on the amendment, which is to strike the final two sentences from the paragraph immediately under the subheader WBAI budget in the minutes for November 4th, 2015. Paul, call the roll.
Okay, and again, I'm... adjusting on the fly, so I will simply simply ask for the CFO here because it's not written in yet and I'm having to write it right now. Okay, Sam, the new CFO. Next time we'll have it better.
Okay, abstain.
Lydia Berzon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden. Barbara Whipperman.
Abstain.
Going back, it was somebody.
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, it's 5-4, 2 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay, the amendment passes. Any further amendments to the minutes of November 4th? Hearing none, is there any objection to the minutes of November 4th as amended? Hearing none, the minutes of November 4th as amended are now approved. What's our next set of minutes, Mr. Secretary?
November 18th. I'll move that too.
Okay, we have a motion from R. Paul Martin to approve the minutes of November 18th's public session. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to those minutes? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the minutes of November 18th? Hearing no objections, the minutes of November 18th are now approved. Mr. Secretary, what's our next set of minutes?
One second. The 24th, November 24th.
R. Paul, will you make a motion to approve those minutes?
I move to approve the November 24th minutes.
Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes? What's your question, Serene?
When was that sent out?
That was sent January 17th.
Okay, thanks. What time? Do you have the time? If you have it handy, if not, not.
I received it January 17th at 11:30 p.m., so you would have received it January 18th at 2:30 a.m.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Adriana?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but again, we saw there were ghosts in the line. I couldn't even talk. I was yelling at the top of my lungs, but obviously you here again. I believe I have the same objections with all the minutes, because every time that we talk about WBAI, it's exactly the same situation. And the minute that you approve, I was trying to object, but it's impossible. I don't know. That's okay. If everybody wants to approve the minute, we will approve it. But I will ask later on to change the minutes, because that is not fair.
Yeah, Adriana, if you want to do that, a motion to reconsider those minutes would be in order at any time during this meeting. They passed without objection. So there's a process for doing that. But right now what's on the floor is the minutes of November 24th. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to those minutes?
Hold on.
Adriana, do you call us over an internet service?
I'm sure she's trying to speak to you right now.
Yeah.
I think it's her
data connection.
I think it's Skype.
Mr. Chair, what exactly are we doing right now?
I'm not hearing any amendments to the minutes of November 24th. Is there any objection?
I'm sorry. I'm bringing them up at the moment.
Okay. Serene, I would suggest that you either propose amendments at a future meeting or propose to postpone approval of these minutes.
I move to postpone.
Okay. The motion is to postpone the minutes of November 24th. I'm presuming that's until our next meeting, Serene?
Yes.
Is there any objection to postponing approval of those minutes?